Thank you for calling customer service. This is Lauren. May I have your zip code to pull up your account and better assist you?
You want what now?
Your zip code, please, to pull up your account.
68403.
Thank you for that. And your first and last name?
Scott Brown.
All right, thank you. And can I just have you confirm your shipping address for security purposes?
202 Cherry Street, P.O. Box 11, Manly, Nebraska, 68403.
Right, I see here. Just one moment, sorry. It looks like
canceled.
On the 10th of this month, you had ordered the Bio Enhancement Labs Vigor X for $659. And
yes.
When did you call and cancel?
Well, it's a cancellation notification the 27th.
Yes, it's showing that it was canceled on the 27th.
Yeah, and they were supposed to not take the money out of my account or send me another bottle.
Let me see real quick what time it was canceled. It looks like it was
canceled.
It was canceled at 6:45 p.m., but it was billed at 4:21 p.m. So as far as that flash charge goes, we can't do anything about it because it was billed before it was canceled. But since you were canceled on the 27th, you won't be billed anything further.
Okay, because I have a cancellation notification that says it was canceled at 4:21. Let me see here.
I'm showing the call. I'm showing the call. Yes, after that. So we can't do anything about that. You would have received the cancellation notification to confirm the cancellation of the account. But as far as the charge, because it was billed before the cancellation, we can't do anything about that. But you won't be billed anything further.
Okay, I'll just talk to my bank then.
Right. If you give me just a moment. So what's going to happen with a bank dispute is they're going to contact us, and we have to provide them with the tracking number and the terms and conditions and the order, as well as timestamps on everything. I've never personally seen where they find it in favor that it is fraudulent and award the money back. I can offer you a 35% courtesy refund off that charge of $89.65.
Okay.
If you give me just one moment, I can apply that to your account. It would be for a total of $31.37 back to you.
Okay. All
right, if you give me just one moment, I'll apply that to your account.
The problem was I never got any information on how to cancel it.
It would have been in the terms and conditions, the phone number to call and cancel with.
Yeah, but once I ordered, that disappeared, and I had no information for nothing.
Did you order off of the product website?
Yes.
All right, yes,
it would have. Yeah, it may have told me on the website. Or on my, yeah, on the website when I ordered it on my phone. But as soon as I hit submit, it disappeared, and there was never an email or anything saying your product has been shipped, da-da-da-da-da. It just went away.
Yes, and I do apologize for that. I do have that refund applied to you. You will see it in 3 to 5 business days. That's just for bank processing time, but that has been applied to you. And as of the 27th, you are fully canceled. You won't receive any further shipments or charges.
All right, thanks.
All right, was there anything further I could do for you today?
No.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.
Mm-hmm.